USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans may start seeing stimulus checks as soon as this weekend, so said Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the White House briefing.
Department of Treasury and the IRS are working hard to get relief payments out the door as fast as possible to the American people.
She called it the first wave after President Biden signed the massive stimulus bill into law. The nearly $2 trillion measure cleared the Senate and House with no Republican support. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is slamming President Biden's take on the border. He told reporters the policies have created a crisis amid the surge in children trying to cross the border without their parents. He called the situation an issue of national security. The California Republican saying he's asked for a meeting with Biden, but he hasn't heard back yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning people who want to travel for spring break to be cautious a bit longer amid the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci saying he wants people to have a good time on spring break, but warning not to put their guard down completely. As far as when things will be able to get back to normal, Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
"Well, I think it's going to be gradual, Savannah, and I think it's really going to start as we get more and more people vaccinated. We know from the president that we're going to have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody in the country by the end of May. If we really turn on the afterburners and get a lot of people vaccinated, the overwhelming proportion of the population, I think by the time we get into the mid to late summer, early fall, we're going to start seeing a big, big difference."
The number of Americans filing initial jobless claims is coming in lower than expected. The Labor Department reporting 712,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the House securing final passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. The legislation does provide a new round of $1,400 stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and expanded child tax credits. As far as how the bill will help working class Americans, DNC Chairman James Harrison tells CNN,
"This bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. I mean, just think about it, Don. We are increasing the child tax credit in this bill from $2,000. You got a kid like mine that's under the age of 6. I got a 2-year-old. That will go from $2,000 to $3,600 for a poor family that is struggling right now because of COVID. That's a game changer. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country."
And finally, it was back on this day in 2000, 1 year ago. And finally, it was back on this day in 2020 when COVID-19 was declared a pandemic by the head of the World Health Organization. More news can always be found at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.